With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At the resumption of his New York criminal trial, former President Trump has been held in contempt. He's been fined another $1,000 for violating a court-imposed gag order. Mr. Trump has also, again, been threatened by the judge with jail time. Following the recent anti-Israel protests on campus, Columbia University's May 15th campus-wide commencement has been canceled. Columbia planning to hold smaller school-based ceremonies this week and next instead. More federal money for security at houses of worship, with some synagogues having reported threats in recent days.
Officials and police in New York say weekend threats to synagogues as well as the Brooklyn Museum are unfounded. Still, Senator Chuck Schumer says the Israel-Hamas war shows a need for extra security.
This is a persistent cascade of intolerance and even violence, and the state of hate has become a boiling point.
He says $400 million in federal funding is available for any house of worship, not just synagogues, to apply.
So you can actually hire personnel. You can hire security guards as well as get any kind of physical protection you need.
Schumer says so far December had the highest rate of threats to synagogues, 800 nationwide. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Israeli military is urging civilians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, people being told to move to an Israeli-declared humanitarian zone near the coast. Southeast Texas witnessed hundreds of high-water rescues over the weekend as floodwaters rage following days of torrential rains across the region. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 113 points, while the NASDAQ is ahead 108, and the S&P trading 32 points higher. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church makes it official.
After decades of tiptoeing to the left, the denomination has taken the final plunge, formally legalizing gay marriage and the ordination of homosexuals. In fact, the UMC had been allowing both practices and ignoring its own book of discipline for years, prompting thousands of conservative congregations to quit. But the fig leaf was finally discarded at the just-completed General Conference, and the book has been changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state will not comply with a federal regulation seeking to override state laws designed to protect children from transgenderism. Sanders has signed an executive order stating that Arkansas will continue to enforce a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms in the schools. The state is the latest to challenge the Biden administration's effort to shoehorn transgenderism into the historic Title IX civil rights legislation. SRN News. His name, Charles Shea, a D-Day veteran who plans to take part in next month's 80th anniversary ceremonies marking the World War II landings at Normandy.
Not far from the shores of Normandy, Charles Shea, a Penobscot tribe citizen from Maine, speaks to the AP from his home in France.
Well, I guess I was prepared to give my life if I had to.
It was on those shores 80 years ago that Shea recalls the horrific sights, bleeding soldiers, body parts and corpses strewn around him, machine gun fire and shells filling the air. He's about to take part in the 80th anniversary commemorations of the landings in Normandy that led to the liberation of France and Europe from Nazi Germany occupation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mexican authorities say relatives have positively identified three bodies found in a well as those of two Australian surfers and one American who went missing last weekend. More details at SRNNews.com.